Rebby's on mute.
Better now? Okay. Something's wrong with my computer. It's not a full screen. It's not really light enough, but we'll have to go anyway. My wife is not here to fix it up. But as long as you hear me and see me, even though it's not a perfect reception here, we will begin. Okay. We're down to the last week of the Geirus topic. I hope to start Mitzvah Shem a week from today, the new Zman, in person, Mitzvah Shem, on the topic of Hilchos Tzedakah. I actually opened the Hilchos Tzedakah today for the first time, and hope to give you some Ma'amar comments before Shabbos, so that people who want to get a head start. Believe that. Okay, the Sefer we're learning now presently is the same Sefer called Kager Ka'ezrach, and towards the end of the Sefer, Baruch Hashem, it's many, many pages. Okay. He wants to have a new pshat in the Ramban. Something fascinating. He says, pshat, you look carefully in the Ramban, as we spent a lot of time. I'm not going to read every last word. But the Ramban is about B'nai Keturah. He says, well, they weren't in the Chayiv. Only them, not their children. And then it says, Hilchoch b'nei Levi, nidonu kinoshim, likones b'tzvila taras kamfei ashchina, v'amila shalahem. Now, this idea sounds a little bit gratuitous. Kinoshim? What does kinoshim mean? So you have to look carefully in the words of the Ramban, because the Ramban introduces something which we sometimes overlook. We're so used to our understanding, as we know, that we pass Kenyani Mila and Tvila. That's the most elementary thing in the world. Any kid knows that. However, that's not the universally accepted opinion. There's also an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that says no. That says no. Look, it says as follows. According to Rabbi Eliezer, he says, he quotes Rashi. I'm reading you the words of the word Rashi. K'shen k'matzina b'avosena shemola v'lo tavlu. There's no explicit case of tefila in the Torah. Shemolez the mila is enough. Pirish Rashi. Shemola b'me Moshe. Shiyotzi b'mitzrayim. Fine. Frek the Rabban. How does he know there was a mila when they came to the boy Taras Kanfei Ashchina? How do you know? Who said so? That's the Rabban's kasha against Rashi. Then he says like this. It's all according to Rabbi Lezer. He says, listen, it's Dan Pesach and Dan Mila. So there was, that's Sheyatzu Malu. So there was a Mila for what we call the Kabbal Torah, the Konis Tachas Kafei Ashchina. Then he goes to Rambam. Rambam says, "Amila b'Mitzrayim, kol ora la yochal bo, molos and Moshe Rabbeinu, shakula bitlu brismila b'Mitzrayim chutz mishevet Levi." And it says, "Ubrischa in soro." A direct quotation from the Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Beis against Rabbi Lezer. You don't pass a Rabbi Lezer. You have to have mila and tvila, and tvila. And then he says the punchline, "I be Levi." So he says the famous line. Melevi is considered what? Kinoshim. Kinoshim. Okay? But there's another din. Noshim. I b'nei keturah. Yes, Akasha. Lo nischayvu. So far, so good. However, there's another din. Of Mila leknisas bris. When? According to Rabban. When it comes after Tvila. There are two kinds of geirus. That's what he has, a whole new chiddush. Because remember, the Rabban is the one who said you can have tefila before mila. That's what he says. The truth is, I don't know he's necessarily right. I have my own pshat. My favorite pshat is that mila, the olas are ma'akev. Olas are ma'akev, the geirus. But the Rabban has an amazing chiddush that you can remove the ma'akev later. That's against the Rov Rishonim. Because you can remove the Ma'akev later. So you had a tefillah, but there's still a Ma'akev. It can't be Jewish because there's a Ma'akev. You remove the Ma'akev later. That's how I think, that's my pshat in the Ramban. Okay, fine. I'm just letting you know. It's a little different than he has over here. But going back a few pages, he talks about the Raj Rashita. Mila, as we said before, we don't say kol sokinyono when it comes to Mila. Why not? So the Rashba says, why? L'shem Kedushas Yisrael, right? And he says as follows. I'm giving you a brief quotation. The Rashba says again, the Yerushalmi says, it should be l'shem Kedushas Yisrael. L'shem Kedushas Yisrael, right? L'nidusa. But l'shem Avdus, if the second tefillah would be a Doraisa, then the first tefillah is not l'shem Kedushas Yisrael. You would require a Tavas Dan Bris. That's how the Rashba proves that the second tefillah is only Midirabbanon. And an Eved has full Kedushas Yisrael, is a Gzeres HaKosim. He's put in the mitzvah to say, Shazman Geroma. That's an additional sheet. And he has Tosas sheet. Tosas increases. What happened in Mitzrayim? Meikorok Shemolo Atzman, he's been a Levi. Molo Likonis Bibris HaMoko, Uli Bodel Mishar Ubos. Even though there wasn't a Kabbalah Satori yet, but even in Mitzrayim, that intention to become into the Bris, the covenant, and Gam Kiyata Tovlu. What does that mean? The Tefillah completed the Geirus. Now, Rashi seems not that way. You have to have a Manasseh Kabbalah Torah. When Moshe took him out of Mitzrayim, what did the Levim do? We don't know. Maybe there was a Tavas Dan Bris according to Rashi. We don't know. Finally, there's a Ritva. The Ritva in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph is a Kasha. A great Kasha. You're looking for a source, Rabbi Osai, for Ger Kotten, which we'll get, that's a signal we'll get to later in the week, Mr. Shem. Bring a ride from Mamana Sinai. There were hundreds of them, maybe millions of Ketanim. Millions. Right? And they underwent Geirus right then and there. So the Ritva says, quote, the Ilu Zera Avram, from its Stabal Amila, Ulachnisam Bebrisam Mikatnusam, Ein Zeela Gemar Geirus. So you can't bring a raya from all the Ketanim who came to our Sinai to the stomach going in the street. No, these are Zera Avram. That's different. It's different. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to say, according to Ramban, that there was a Mila Amanas the Kabbal Torah. Right? So therefore, we can say like this, that Rashi will agree La'alocha against Rabbi Eliezer. It's enough to have Amanas Knesset Lebris. I, the Gemara, that he says you have to Dafkav Kabbos, that's called Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer only has Mila. So it has to be for Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. But if we pass in Halacha that you need Mila and Tevila, perhaps the Mila is enough to have a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have nothing to do with Mitzvahs. That's a suggestion he has. But there's another Ritva, Af Memvav, who says even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the Geirus is with Mila alone, it's still enough to have a Mila, L'shem, Mitzvah. And you don't say Kol Sokinyano. So that's a very, very impactful. Okay. We saw the Rambam who said, Lo Dochen also, that's a famous expression. I'm skipping now 100 pages to get to the end of the Sefer. He says, it's a base of the Ophani Yerushalmi in the name of Rav, Lo Dochen also, Lo Mekarven also. It's Yerushalmi in Kiddushin, Perek Dalei Halacha Aleph. As the Shiurei Karban says over there, as we spoke about it already a while ago. But now we come back to the next sugya. There are two sugyas left, Rabbi Osei, only two sugyas left. One is a sugya in Yavamas Chavdal Lamed Beis, L'shem Mishus and Nitan. And two is Ksuba Shed Aleph and Manalaf. Only two sugyas left before we end this important topic. Okay. So first of all, I'm giving you page numbers going back over here in the Sefer. You have to go backwards, sorry. In page Shin Nun Hey. It's entitled Geirus Hashem Mishis by Nidim and Agoya. So Shah Hamishi. There's many pages about Shah Hamishi. We'll do it as much as we can within a limited amount of time. This ends on page Shin Pei Aleph. It's only 25 pages or so, less, almost 30 pages. He talks about this too. Even if you're sure that they're going to keep the mitzvahs. How do you know? Because it's found in the same place. The same Mishnah, and same Gemara, and Yevamos Chav Dalam Beis. Excuse me. And we do the Braisa. Chav Dalam Beis. Here we go. What does it say? It says, Echad ish and his guy, Lashem Isha, Ish Lashtan, Lashem Ish, right? Shulcha Melochim Avde Shlomo. And then it says as follows Tana Rabbanan, Ein Mekayim and Gael and Yemosa Mashiach. It's all in the same context. Now, Yemosa Mashiach, they're still going to keep all the mitzvahs. No doubt about that. So, therefore, even if they keep all the mitzvahs, doesn't matter. But if it's sofa l'shem shemayim, it can be mekabel. Because Tos over here says about Hillel. How did Hillel mekabel? Right? But tuach haya Hillel the sofa l'as l'shem shemayim. This is an important nekuda. It's an important nekuda. That, and the Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Reish Samachai says, Firaos eni adayim. And the Rambam says, you're not mekabel, because shemala yitzav mitzvahs. What do you mean? Most of Mashiach didn't have no choice. Don't force them. You have to say, it won't be medakting by mitzvahs. In other words, sinner. Even when Mashiach comes. Bizman hazeh is an irony. If I know, and if we have these cases, if I know that someone's going to really do the mitzvahs, guess what? It has to be the Shem Shemayim. No one's forcing it. No one's forcing it. Okay. Nay is a very, very important question. It says, Ein Mekablin. Right. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara says, So what does it say over here? I'm reading the words of Lashon. Ein mekablin gerim. Okay. Is it an Isser? Or is there no Isser? He says, as some poskim say, that it's a Isser derabbanan. Or, as Rav Moshe has it, it's not an Issur Bara. Can't be an Issur Bara, Rav Moshe says. Why? Because what they did it by Hedyotos. Hedyotos means they're simple Jews. Simple Jews don't eat treif. They're not going to be over an Issur. And therefore, Rav Moshe writes, when it's a chash, he's going to be over an Issur Chomer, intermarriage. Yesh lahokil lekabel legayer. That's what Rav Moshe says. And I'll go further. Even if there is an Issur, lechatchila, Shasat Chak, he's going to stay with his intermarried wife his whole life. It's Kedi Yevet Dami. It's, of course, that she's going to keep all the mitzvahs. Otherwise, on the contrary, if you think it's Chal when she's not keeping the mitzvahs, guess what? You're going from the terrible issue of Koros Medivre Kabbalah, live with a Shiksa, to a Koros Medivre Torah, Issa Nida. So who says it's a good deal? Okay. This thing of Nita on Rabbo's side is very, very important on the Shuta Rambam. And Nitan, that's the Mishnah answer to see. If a man is suspected of living with a non-Jewish woman, then he's not supposed to marry her, even if she converts. That's the Mishnah Mefereshes. Nitan Hala Ovek Kachavim. This Gaira Lo Yichnos V'Yim Kines Ein Motzien Miyoda. Oh, so you're not supposed to do it. If you married her, we don't force them to get divorced. It's a very important Shuvas Rambam, which we've spoken about a few times. It's quoted by Reb Chaim Oyser and many, many other poskim. I want to read you the words of the Rambam. Oh. The Rambam says as follows. What do you do in such a case? I can't separate them. He says like this. He says, like this. Look, what do you do? You have a case of your fast toar, right? He says like this. Nitan al shivcha or akam. Also, all the center of the Chatchila. Fishek her pasaknu pomim achados on Eleva Mikrim. She is Shachar of Yisraela. free her and marry her. It's against the Mishnah. For asinu zos with netakonas hashavim, v'yomarnu mutav sheyochal rotev v'lo shuman atzmo. Better have the soup and not the fat itself. V'samachnu al devrayim eislas l'shem heferu torah secha. How do you like that? Amazing Tshuvas Haramba. Wow. And he says like this, two choices, man. Lisa Enna, Ola Hotzia, Kemosha Asa, Ezra, Ola Vashalom. How do you like that? And all the posts can quote this from the Ramba. Now, when do we say this? Rav Adya says, quote, Kishe'i'ev shalafrishim zemizeh b'shem ofim. If we could separate them, that'd be better. We just can't do that. We can't do that. Now, I asked you to see a Tosfos in Ksubas, Dav Gimel Amud Beis, a famous Tosfos, was a Bas Yisrael who converted to a different religion and she lived with a Goyish man. And guess what? They did Shuvah. So he converted. So Rabbi Natan allows them to stay together. Why didn't he say Echel Lebal Vechel Leboel? Because Bias Akel could be as Behema. That's because he calls him on Zir Masusim, Zir Masam. So some interpret holds like the Tshuvas of Rambam. That's what some say. Others want to say, no. Listen to this. He married her when they were not Jewish. And it's included in the Mishnah, Im Kines Loyotzi. Whoa, you count that as a marriage? That's what the Chidah says. Pile Ployim. But is against the Shulchan Aruch, I ask you to see. It says a Jewish woman, Shezin Tzoyim Akum. And that's how the Ritva and Ksubas of Gilim Ezer Kontem and Atam, Goyshe Bo Abbas Yisrael. That's what Tosfos says. Didn't say they were married. They're very shverava. Is there any heter whatsoever? He talks about it over here on page Shin, Ayin, Hey, as follows. I ask you to see the Tosefta and Yavamas. It's a very important Tosefta. Is on, I think that's the first line of the Numa Amakomas, I think. Tosef to Nivamas. Remember, Nitan means there's a suspicion. Suspicion. We don't know if it happened, we don't know if it didn't happen. It's a suspicion. And what if it's a certainty? So Rashi says on the Mishnah, Choshed, right? Lo yathen mishim laaz, shlo yomru emes toya kolorishin. We don't want to get married because it's going to substantiate the rumors that he lived with her illicitly. Well, what if we know for a fact he lived with her illicitly? So according to Rashi, something we show him saying should be mutter. The problem is that the Tosefta. Tosefta is as follows. Listen carefully to the words of the Tosefta. Yisrael haba ala shifcha valachim. Not a rumor. We know it. Haba. Afal pi shechazu shifcha v'nishtachara o'vezkochavim v'nitzgayra ha'reza lo yichlosim kines layotzi. So you see two things. Some wanted to say, based upon Rashi, that if you know it for a fact that he lived with her, then it's already too late, and we can let them marry. Because after all, we're not substantiating a rumor, it's known for a fact. Others wanted to say, if I cared, if it's a suspicion, im kines yotzi, or if it's a certainty, im kines yotzi. But both of those extremes are ruled out by the Nof and the Tosefta. Nof and the Tosefta, black and white, in the Yevamos Perek Dalet, Halacha Hey. That's why I put that on the Mara Makomas. Okay? Now, Rabosai. Go a little bit further. A little bit further. There is a shita which says, and he talks about over here on page Shin Ayin Hey, that if we know for a fact, it's well known, the whole world knows. The whole world knows. I mean, he quotes from Chaim Oizer. Hey, Hashem, if first from Adavar, Mutal Lichnos, Ki Afshe Yadua Adavar Le'edim, the two witnesses, everyone knows they're living together. They're married. They can be civilly married. Ain't less or it's against the Tosefta. Why? Tosefta seems to say, "Holed me men of Ben, hareze lo yichnos." Where is that Tosefta? Holed me men of Ben. I read to you the Tosefta in Perek Dalet, Halacha Hey. See if you can find those words. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing the words holy ben aben right now. Hold on. I mean, if Chaim Ezer is Nehmah, that it says here, I'm just not seeing it right now. If you find it, let me know. Chaim Ezer says, hold me, men of Ben. But the truth is, even hold me, men of Ben, who knows who the father is? Who knows who the father is? We don't know. I know the Vladis is. But if they're civilly married, that's more of a foursome. Everyone knows that they're civilly married. They're going in and out of the house together. So I spoke about this a little bit in my own sefer about this Easter of Nitan, because it's an important, and we do it. I have to tell you, I've done it more than once. A man's living with a non-Jewish woman, and we do the gerus, and we do the wedding the same day. We do both the same day. So I want to discuss with you a little bit, is it allowed or not allowed, as I said before. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
When Rebbe does the gerus for these cases, is it that we're mekel, and even though it's l'shem ishus we're mekel, or is it that it's a sofa l'shem shemaim? And
again, I believe as follows. Rabbi Avadya says, as they're living together, it's not l'shem ishus anymore. I don't accept that because they're doing it because the bubby won't let him get married, or someone won't let him, whatever external reason. Now, the svara that we spent a few minutes ago, that we treated as l'shem shemayim, because no one is forcing him to keep the mitzvahs, I'm not 100% sure that that's true. I'm not sure 100% true. No one's forcing him, of course, in the literal sense, but still, he's doing it in the keep all the mitzvahs, or she, depends on the case, because they want to stay married. They want to stay married. So I'm not 100% convinced. I'll read you from the sefer what he says. I'll read you what he says over here. It's on page, again, Shin Nun Vav. I'd like to read you, since you allowed you to ask me the question, you would deserve an answer. I hope to be in yeshiva on Wednesday. And if anyone's there, I'll bring you the sefer. I don't have to go to the library, but I'll bring it to you. You'll have the copy, which belongs to Rabbi Zilberman Shlita. Okay. It says over here, like this. We can accept it. Number one, he'll be serving mitzvahs. Number two, should be sofa yikam as mitzvah shem shemayim. Brackets. Ulam bismanenu. Bidere klal. If you do a sheyishmar mitzvahs, hare kolol b'kach sofa l'shem shemayim. Shere ein mi sheyichbo so the kiyam mitzvahs im ein lo kavan l'shem shemayim. Etc. No one's going to force him. So if that's the case, it makes me feel much better. I don't have to even to rely upon the Rambam's Eslas L'Shem Efer HaTorah Secha, if he's right. Elad, you're correct. I'm not sure it's right. So that's why I'm holding on to the Rambam's Kapota for dear life. But we'll see soon. I have something to say about that here as well. But you're right. This Shin page, Shin and Vav, is quite far-reaching. I'm not 100% sure it's correct. Maybe it's correct. Yes, Elad.
The Tzitzo Yezer Asana Tshuva is mechalik between the Rambam's case, which is a shifcha, and a normal case in which the bezdin is megayer a ger, because he assumes, unlike Rav Moshe, that a bezdin who is mekabel a ger l'shem ishus is are over, and that in mekablin is an iser mamish.
Okay.
So Rebbe assumes, like Rav Moshe, that it's not an iser for the bezdin to do that.
Number one, I think Rav Moshe is correct. But I have to tell you more than that. It's very, very important. Again, Rashi, I read you the Rashi that we suspect, we don't want to confirm a rumor. And the Rashi wants to say, according to that, if you know for sure, Ba'aleha, Yotzi. Not the other way. I tell you the two extremes. Yotzi. But the question is, the Sefta says, Lo Yotzi. Rav Moshe, believe it or not, wants to say, in Chelek Aleph Siman Chof Zayin Eben Ezer, against the Tosefta. So the Tosefta, so what does the Rashba say? Quote, I'm reading the words of the Rashba. Elimishim Lozus Vasayim. Shaloyomru Shazulo Nisgaira El Shames Nus. Vizelo Kinesosa El Shames Nus. The question becomes, who cares? We paskin this guy El Shem Ishus is good with the Evan. So what are you worried about? They'll say it. So they'll say it. Let them say. Let them by Shikhwa. Shifri don't even need a kabbalah mitzvahs at all. That's a kasha from Chaim Oizer. That same tshuva. Chela gimel simin chavav of kod nalef. It's a shvera teretz. What do you mean the shame's nus? Say the shame ishus. And what do you mean v'lo konas el the shame's nus? What's the nisa the kon the shame's nus? If you look on the footnote in the Ritva on the chavdal and basically ask all these questions. Here's my answer. The achronim understand in the Rashba. I mean, so ena they'll say. The scar of the shame ishus. So the isa the so'ena would be plied, not only if there's a suspicion of znus, no, even if they just were going out and they never lived together. No one ever suspected them living together. Should still be a problem. If you look at Otsar Poskim, Simon Yud Aleph Sivkot and Samach was a mitzvah Aryeh. It's Otsar to marry her if she converted, even if no one suspects them of any snus whatsoever. I don't believe that's true. I hope it's not true. Okay? I think the Isli Sa'ena is because of Lozus Vasayim. They'll say, these people, it's all one big plot of snus from the beginning to the end. You find in Ksubas Avchav Beis and Medbeis, an age, Shehej, Shemez Baila, Lo Yisa'ena. If a man testifies that a woman that a husband died, he can't marry the woman. They'll suspect it's one big plot of znus. Here too, they'll say he lived with her, but she's not Jewish. And they made a whole trick to have her convert and marry her. All the shame znus. There's no call of znus. There's no reason to marry her at all. This answers all the questions. Even though B'diyev and B'paskin gave us and shame ishus is good, they'll still say it's one big plot of znus. By a shivcha, if you look at the Rashash, in Yevamos Chof Dalem and Beis, they'll say, you know what? This guy told the master to free her, right? And give him money, etc. That's the Shem's Nus. Not because of Geras Hashem Yishus. That works for the Evan. They'll say it's one big eight of Nus. Oh, that's the Rashba. I think that's the correct shot. The Rambam says he's Mekel. And the Lush of the Rambam is very interesting. What? You have to see soon. Better to have the soup than have the fat. Said the B'chaim Oizer, but it's still also the converter. He holds like the Tzitzel Eliezer, he quoted. You're not allowed to do it. He's going to sin? And we spoke about this a long time. We learned Chala. Chatei b'shul sh'yiska chavercha. I, the Bezin, should sin. So this guy shouldn't have a sin? We don't hold that. So therefore, Achiezer, Eliezer, and Shlomo Kluger, to live it together, not the Shemishas. Again, they have to be from, but not the shame issues. I have a different answer. There's no chen in the bezin at all. If the bezin thinks it's kedai, it's okay. Where do you find that? So for the skav on the shame shemayim. It's mutal the gar on the shame issues, as Tosu says. And the Beis Yosef says, hakol toli berias bezin. So too, they have other shikulim that he shouldn't be intermarried. It's not a chen in the first place. If it's Kabbalah submissives. So even Elad, if I don't accept what the Kegeg Ezra says, that this is called the Shem Shemayim, it doesn't matter. Because how does the Shem Shemayim allow me to do a chet? Yes, it's not a chet in the first place. Right? I view it as a Shem Shemayim, and therefore, though it looks like it's Shem Yishus, I can do it anyway. So if I have other considerations, it might also be mutter, even if you don't view this as the Shem Shemayim. That's a question. Whether you say it my way or you say it the Kagerka Ezrach's way. I don't know. Either way, I think it's going to be okay. What's interesting about both sides, go back to Easter of Nitan. What will happen if they warn the guy, don't you dare marry her, it's against the Mishnah, and he marries her anyway? It's Machlokas, the Beis Yosef, and the Bach, and Simon, and the Simon Yud Aleph, and the Ebenezer, based on two different texts in the Yerushalmi. And the Bach is Matem Yisvara. Even if he lived with him before, there's no Isser. L'chatchila l'yichnas mishum las. The Beis Yosef seems to say that even though the reason is l'chatchila mishum las, Chazal made an absolute Isser. and you're going to make a knas and force him to divorce her. We have the famous Shuvas Rambam, which talks about Rote Venat Shuman Asmo. Reb Chaim Oizer, when he quotes this, changes the language. He says, Mutav Shiyocha Besat Tmusos. And not, what did he change the language? Here's my answer, Reb Osai. Rotev, listen carefully, is an Iser Gomer. Reb Osai, if you take a tray for chicken and make chicken soup, it's an Iser Gomer. All right. According to the Rambam, Tom Kicker, maybe the Rabbanon in this kind of a case, but it's an Iser de Rabbanon. Fine. That's the Beis Yosef Shita. Tumusos, if you look in Kiddushin of Chofal from the Beis, is Misukonos, according to Rashi says. It's not an Iser Gomer. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Dal, Aloch Yudav, and Beis, Nichus, Macholos, Asuris, it's not an Iser Gomer, as opposed to Perek Tetzav, Beis, and Gimel, who wrote the Rizam, Macholos, Asuris. That's the Bach. So the Rambam seems to confirm the opinion of the Beis Yosef, it's an Iser Gomer, was a Chaim Arzah, by changing the metaphor from Rotev to Tmusos, simply going with the opinion of the Bach. Where do you find the word Besot Tmusos? It comes from the Marik, that the Chaim Arzah quotes over there. Nitan ala pnuya, called by the Vilna Gaon, Kufayin Gimus of Kod Yud Ches. There the Shulchan Aruch writes, Nitan ala pnuya, guys, this is Maisa Mechoyom. I had a question just an hour ago, less, 40 minutes ago. A man is living with a woman. Can he marry her? We assume, of course, he can marry her. We never heard of a rabbi who won't do a wedding of a couple that living together before for care to save him from living together in sin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omer Shlo Yichnos, Shum Lazus Fasayim, Shenira Shemachzikim Makol, they live together. V'yesh Omer, Shem Mitzvah Lichnos. Ramah writes, the first opinion is correct, but, Uvamokam Shesh Lokash Lo Tetzah the Tarbis Ra, Mutal the Konsa, Kolze Bekol Bialma, Avavade Bolea, Mitzvah the Konsa, Avalen Kofan Alkach. We have a day of Mefuta, Mefuta, only onus, not mefata. The Rosh, as in Perek Basim and Vav, is a mitzvah of the Konsa, by onus and mefata, Flosi Elisha. Frek the Kobe Nisanel, Mefuta doesn't say you force him. It says, Mor Yamarena Loli Isha, Rabosai. We're going to read it in next week, not this coming Shabbos, next Shabbos, Pas Mishpatim. It's a mitzvah, not a Kobe like an onus. I, the Chiv Kanas, is only by a Nara. 12 to 12 and a half. And you see that Beferish and Pasha's onus and Kisese. And before the judge says, Chiyafata, it says, Besula. Doesn't say Nara Besula. But it's a mitzvah to take to marry her, even if she's a Bulgaris. There's no Knas. Oh, and finally, I told you, Otsar Poskim, Simon Yonavs, and Kotten Sama quotes opinion that the Poskim will say, it's Osut, when Bavade Bohal Agoya, if the two Adam know about it. Not totally mefursa, but everyone knows. And Reb Chatzkel Abramsky is quoted in Falk Shuvas Rambam, as we said before. Ad kan, my discussion of Nitan. We have to go on. This time does not allow us to go into it any further at the present time. So again, Elad, I'm not sure if I'm rhyming on the Rambam or I'm relying on Shem Shemayim. I'm not sure. I don't know. This same Shin Nun Vav says that if he's going to be frum, it's by definition of Shem Shemayim. That makes things better for me. I'm not 100% sure it's really true. Okay. Now we come to a polemic, Reb Osai. The polemic is, I have two big... Yes, Alan.
So basically, in any case in which the goy says genuinely that he's going to be mekabel all the mitzvahs, so we always assume, Rabbi always is megayer.
Only if I think it's for real. We have to, A Ladina Lamashain of Rose. I gotta make sure I don't trust the person, him or herself. We have to make sure that somebody else who's a sponsoring rabbi, who is, who's learned with this person, who thinks the person really is gonna be observant. Otherwise, we don't do it. But when we do it, we think they're gonna be frum. And our batting average, I think we're batting over 500. We've been batting much more than that. I mean, that's a pretty high percentage, Baruch Hashem. Okay, now the polemic. I don't have time. Rabbi, he lent me two books. I can't read them to you. I'll just show it to you. I'll show you one of them. This is called Zera Yisrael. There's a man named Rabbi Amsalam. Famous Rabbi Amsalam was a Chava Knesset at one point. And he wanted to say, if you have any Jewish blood, we have to be Megayu. Oh, man. That has tremendous ramifications for the Russians, especially. They all have Jewish blood. There's so much intermarriage. They're the father, the grandfather, someone's Jewish. And he said, if someone's Jewish, it's a mitzvah to convert them, no matter what. So he writes over here a whole polemic against Rabbi Amsalam. This is starting on page Shin Samach Ches. He says as follows. No, I take that back. Sorry. Shin Stadi Aleph. It's the next unit. What is it? How is it? Yeah. Shin Stadi Aleph is called Shar Shvi, Zera Yisrael. And then it talks about Mishpacha Shenitna. We'll get to that, Mr. Shem, still today, I hope. Okay. This says Zera Yisrael. A whole sefer about it. So his father is Jewish. And they want to bring it right from the Rashbash. And I quote. What do you do? Listen carefully. Quotes our Gemara Yevamos, Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Okay? Even though B'diyevet, it's only B'diyevet. We don't want to do it. We don't do it. We should not convert them. He quotes the Rambam. Okay? And then he says as follows. Listen carefully. Miuzel begoy habol is gayer. Listen carefully. Aval meha anusim elu. O mizaram. You know when the Rashbash lived? After the expulsion from Spain, and there's so many people who were Muranos who hid their Jewishness and they performed like Christians, O Mizaram, or their progeny, Ein Dochen Olsam Mitnezer, Ava Mekarvan Mechnisan Taras Kafi Ashchina, Olav Nemar Mitotzi Yoka Mizolel Kafetia, etc. So this is the Rashbash. So someone, Rabbi Amsalam, says the Rashbash, you see, Zeri Yisrael, says it, he calls it a Shibush Gomer. The Rashbash is referring to Tzetzoya Anusim, Shem Vada Yehudim. No, they were all Jewish. There was no intermarriage. They were Muranos. And for many generations, they kept all the, you know, whatever they could. They're Jews. They were all, their mothers are Jewish. How do you know? I'll bring you a Raya, he says in the Beis Yosef. I think it's a great riot that Rabbi Amsalam is wrong. It's on the Maram Makomos. I don't know if you saw it yet. The last Beis Yosef in Simon Reish Samaches will be called the Bedek HaBayis. Are you familiar with that? After he finished, you wrote a Bedek HaBayis. Well, at the end, it's a different print. I'll read it to you. Ken Kosev Harash Ben Rashbats. That's the Rashbash Shimon Peites. B'nei Anusim. Listen to the next words. Kol she'ima mi'Yisrael. Beverish. Kol she'ima mi'Yisrael. That's what it says in Shut Rashbash. Kol she'ima mi'Yisrael. Afilu b'kamedoros, afilu goyabo b'amishumedes, zera habenu Yisrael. Afilu atzol fa'olam. Elam dim gerim klal. Elam alav hila malach vidna mishabom lachza b'tshuam. Vein sorach lo diem ksas mitzvahs kals mitzchavuos. This is the Shuvah Rashbash. I think it's completely correct that he is right, the Kager Ka'ezrach, and Rabbi Amsalam, I think, is wrong. I mean, he meant well, but I think he's a Mefurisha Bedek HaBayis to that effect. And he goes further than that. He tries to prove on page Shin Tzad Gimel, if you come from a Jewish, non-Jewish mother, we don't call you Zera Yisrael. The whole Rabosai, the whole title is wrong. The title of the book is wrong. He's not called Zera Yisrael if his mother's not Jewish. How do you know? In Mefurash Gemara, he's not called Bincha. Mefurash Gemara, he's not your son. He's the son of a Goyish woman. He's not called your son. So how can you say, it's called, quote, Zera Yisrael. It's just not true. And he may have Jewish DNA. His father's Jewish. Yivamas Chav Gimel Amon Aleph. What does it say? Bincha Yisrael is Koy Bincha. And Bincha Abom and Avetz Kachavim. Koy Bincha. Even though you're Jewish, doesn't matter. It's not called Bincha. And he goes against the Mishpatei Uziel. Oh, Here we come. The famous Mekel and Geras is the Mishmatei Uziel, the chief rabbi, Rav Uziel. And he says as follows, Mishmatei Uziel, he's quoting on page Shin Tzadi Gimel. Listen carefully. He brings a raya. Where do you bring a raya from? A Gemara and Yevamos and Kiddushin about what's called Zera Yisrael. So if you read it from Kiddushin, it'll be a little easier. If you have the Gemara Yevamos in front of you, you can see it in Yevamos Daf Samech Amud Beis. Just for those who have Yevamos in front of them, that we all have. The Kiddushin, no one really has. Samech Amud Beis with Yevamos. It's also found in Kiddushin at greater length. Our discussion is as follows: Tana B'Shim Bayuchoy Omer Ki Yoris Pchusin Vasher Shana V'Yomechad Ksheu Lekuna. I have to tell you that there's been recently a whole back and forth wanting to rely on the opinion of Rav Shimon bar Yochai to allow a Kohen to marry a girl who's adopted at birth. Rav Shimon bar Yochai said so. Probably don't pass Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So therefore, there are those who want to say, well, it's only this, he said, the Rabbanon, which I think is untrue, and our Kohanim, that's the Kohanim, I think it's not true. So there are those who want to put a few things together. Even Rav Zalman Nechem, Zichron Aloch, I said a few things, and Rav Amar has a whole tshuva about it. I'm not a fan. Let me read the Gemara in Kiddushin, in Ayin Ches, where the expression Zera Yisrael is found. I read you the Gemara. Shem Yechai Omer, Ki Yoz Pchusim V'Ashol Shem Yechai K'sheo Lekuna, Shenema, Chol Ataf V'Anoshim, Hach Yulechem. Lo pincha sayim, eh? It's a coin. Doesn't matter. Rabbanon, hachi lechem lavodim v'leshvachos. We pass the Rabbanon. This is ein mishpat. It's us. V'kulon mikroecha darsho. Pasuk yecheskel mem dalem. Almana ugusha lo yikulem l'noshim. Ki besulos mizera beis Yisrael. Rabbi Huda sovar ad the is kol zara miyisrael. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov sovar mizera fil mikzazera. Rabbi Yossi Sava, Mishanizu B'Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Yechoy Sava, Mishanizu B'Sulev B'Yisrael. But they all hold that Zera Yisrael has to be from a Jewish mother. No question about it. Or someone who converts. You can't be below the age of three. According to Shimon Yechoy. No way to say that a person who comes from a non-Jewish mother is considered to be Zera Yisrael. No, not at all. He quotes another Gemara, Rabbi Uziel. Listen to this one now. It's a Mishnah, actually. I just put on the Ramakomas. Masechta Megillah. Anyone learn Daf Yomi? On the Zoom? If you did, you just finished it. Megillah Chofeim and Aleph. What does it say here? Ha'omer mizaracha lo sitin lahav elamolech lo sitin la'abra be'armayusa mishatken osa benazifa. What does it say over here? Lotova lakusis betolid ben avodah zara. That's how he interprets the pasuk. Don't live with a non-Jewish woman and you'll have a ben avodah zara. So it says, mishtakin also, it's the wrong pshat. We know what it really means. We know it's the wrong pshat. So he wants to say, Rabbi Uziel, you see from over here, umizar acha lo sita en haramola. You married a non-Jewish woman, it's still called Zaracha. So he says, we don't pass it this way. Mishat can also be Nazifa. You bring me a raya from something which we don't pass it that way. He thinks it's totally wrong. Totally wrong. What's Pshat the Pasuk? Loss is Mizara Lagoya, means through the Bia. Then he's given the Zara Lamolech. Not that son is considered to be Zara. It's his Zara, his sperm. That's what it means. Doesn't mean the child is his Zara. Doesn't mean that at all. Comes from a non-Jewish woman. He quotes a pasuk in Nehemiah, page Shin Sadav, which proves his point conclusively. A mafurish a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Vayibadlu zera Yisrael mikol b'nei nechar. What does it mean? Says Rashi, minoshim shalagoyim u'b'neihen. As it says in Ezra. You see, klar, pasuk mafurish. A child from a Jewish man, non-Jewish woman, is not Zera Yisrael. It's not Zera Yisrael. Not. And then he says, it's an interesting thing. We don't find any Gerus in the story of Ezra. Amazing. He quotes over here, through that whole story, he says like this, why don't they just be the guy of the Nashim? Why? Bachu b'derech ha-mavcheres she'yol ha-msgula his-badlus v'kulam eskimu al-kach v'adav li-pored min ha-Nashim ha-balim v'abonim ha-ele v'la-fridim m'kai Yisrael v'l-gar al-mashem ishos. V'chol seif ha-esh ha-nechemil v'nizka ha-filu b'remez atas ha-gerus v'esho yitzarech li-pored min mishpachseim she'hisar v'bom. What do you see? They convinced the people first bekoach and then beritzui. Es hakara v'ameda shem she'in gadol lihachzir bnei adam al derech emes aydei hachdoras hemuna bekirbam. Is one God, right? On the other hand, you can't get involved. You can't make eris, which is not appropriate. Now, if you ask me, this is not a part of Zman Hazeh. Quotes the Mishnah Halachos who says, look at Ezra capital Tes and Yud. And therefore, they separated them. So the Bizman Hazeh says again, you should not convert. They will stay intermarried. It's not our fault. You can't convert. That's what he says. I don't think it's true. In the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, they were able to successfully separate them from one another. We can't do that nowadays. We just can't do it. We can't. We're not able to. The bottom line, we're not in charge anymore. In post-emancipation period, we can't do it. And if I think he's wrong, at the end, at the very end, pages later, he writes on page Tuf Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. He says like this: some say that these Giurim will curtail assimilation. He says it's wrong. Salem Ami Ezra, right? He said he separated them, right? He did, yes. So therefore, we can't. We can't. I don't understand. Because Manasseh is different. We can't separate them anymore. Then he says, oh, they're threatening. Rabbi, if you don't convert me, I'm going to go to the Reform. And they'll convert me. He writes, page Tuf Yud Gimel, the Gerim Reformim are better. Why? We know it's nothing. But if it's a false conversion by done orthodox, quote unquote, it's really not valid. That's worse than that. They'll think it's correct and they'll get involved in the orthodox circles. People are going to fall by mistake and then intermarry them. That is absolutely worse, he says. Let them go to Reform. Let them go to Reform, he says. I'm going to Reform. That's what he says. Now, unfortunately, what he's saying as follows. I'm reading you again. The next page, Tuf Yud Dalet. Rav Moshe, Evan et Chelek Dalet Simen Tazayim. Listen carefully. U'mashiach le reformer le conservative, ein locha shazeh locha b'shozeh. We shouldn't take that into account at all. Wait a minute. Rav Moshe, the famous shuv, he told the rabbi in Canton, Ohio, you should do it orthodox. Apparently, in Ebenezer, he's not accepting anything. And in the early days, accepting something. We saw maybe it's not a total toss. They think that it's acceptance. Otherwise, it's a Syrian revolution. Okay. Now, oh, man. Let's talk a little bit. I wanted to finish this whole thing today. You'll give me a couple of extra minutes. It says in the Masechta Kiddushin, Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. Once they're already assimilated, you can't get it right anymore, so we let it be. He talks about on page Shin Sadiches, does that apply to a non-Jew? Applies to Mamzerim. To make a long story very short. That's Exeris HaKosov, Kesem Matar Mamzerim, Eliyo Lo Yigala, the Gemara Masechta, Kedushin Ayin Beis Amid Beis, if Mamzer will be the Torah Lossad Lavo, like of Yossi, or not, Rameir, the Pasuk of Yossi, it's not Hilchos of the Meshicha. Toast his hand in the sea. Why? Now, Kamin Mizman Hazeh, Shemeshpacha Shenitma, Nitma. We're not sure. It's Exeris HaKosov, Mamzer Vadal, Mamzer Safek. we should have been megalit because of chash psul lasad lavo. Says Eliyahu, we'll not be megalit. We're not megalina. I seen the litor. That's what he says. Now the Ran and Kiddush, again, I'm just trying to finish in 10 minutes this whole topic, says nothing is going to change Yimos HaMashiach. The Torah is not going to change Yimos HaMashiach. And therefore, it's also the Galos, as Eliyahu will not be Megala, but if the Vada Psul, it'll be Megala. If it's a Suffolk, the Dake Moshe writes in Simon Beis of Cotton Beis, Lo Yigala, but you yourself are Aser. You yourself are Aser. And the Bach says, when Bezin and the Edom know about the Suffolk, you're Megala. Only it's up to rumors you're not Megala. It's just rumors. I told you I had a case, I don't know if you know this, if I told you the story. I was sitting once at a Simcha, and the guy comes to me, there's a terrible problem. There's a rumor going around that a certain woman who married after World War II because she thought her husband was dead, he's really was alive. That this woman has children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. What is they making them all mamzer? So I asked Zalman Nechemi what to do. He said, it's only a rumor. Forget about it. Don't turn over the rock. Just forget about it. Don't say a word to anybody. Oh, but the Beis Shmuel and Eved Ezer Simon Beis of Kodin Yutes says, when there are Edim who know, ain't Megalim, like the Ram. Because two Edim like Eliyahu HaNavi. The Chalakas Mechokik of Kodin Yutes says, no Megalim. You know why? Because if you, once two Edim know it, and you'll tell them, shh, hush, hush, hush up. That's very nice now, but down the pike, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, next decade, if these two guys know, two other guys are going to know, and they're going to come to Bezin and tell, spill the beans, you have 100 members there running around. That's the Chalkas Mechoke. Wow. Wow. Who passed in this way? He claims on page Tuf Aleph. Where are the Tufts again? Hold on. Okay. Who passes this way? He claims that the Chazanish passing this way and the Ramosha passing this way. Chelik Ebenezer Chelik Dalit Simates Osei. When the Eish Edim, Shrikim Lahoid. They can't be quiet because it's going to be a disaster down the road. He says, on the other hand, from the Ramban in Kiddushin and Alephan Beis, you get an impression like the Beis Shmuel. Like the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says that he should not say anything, even if there are two Edim who do know about it. But again, if there aren't two Edim, okay, so machlokas apostle, we're not big enough to decide who is right. He says the Ramban says mishpacha shnitma nitma tafilu hayodim bahem ein makirim. They don't call him out. Yodim is plural. Two. He thinks the Ramban is Masha Klur like the Beit Shmuel. Wow. Wow. That's a very big find. Say nothing. In my case, there were no two witnesses. So. But, this is all very nice. There are no two Edim. But it's Efsharis, the Varis, Adavar, Biru, Vade, below Edim. With umdenas mochichos, called the chagas mochoka vade should be megala. Tomorrow, today, or tomorrow, it's going to be, the proofs are going to come out. There'll be mar mamzerim, right? Wow. What the chazanish say? Kedavar hayadu l'shneidim considered golui. So yichol is bar mi umdena barura can also golui. Not it's not considered to be nitna. Don't be right from Elio. No, Elio could be megala baruch hakodesh. No, but if he's not going to be Megala, it'll never be Miskala. That was a Bazam Nechem Ismar, I think. If we won't blow the whistle now, 7 years after the Holocaust, it's never going to be found out. Let it be found out. Fine. It's all a discussion on both sides of, with respect to Mamzeris. When I look at Hichos Mamzeris, that's what am I talking about it for? You'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. So the Ramban, who had this tremendous Chiddush, not the same, even though the two people, explains himself. Quote here on Tov Beis. The Fishem Torah Men HaTorah. Mamze Vadai. Below Mamze Sofek. So he said, Nitma's enough. Oh, there are more Paskins in Simon Beis. Sif Hei. Tavka Mishpacha Shen Nitma Minis Arva. Aber kols mashlan is arva begalen apsulen and machrizim aleim kashi yifushim hem haksherim. Comes the shulta giborim on the side of the riff in kedushin. The Vilna Gaon quotes of kotan lamed hey. That's not called nitnu. However, the Marashal, the Yamashul Shlomo Perigdalis in the Gila Kedushin says, even you know for a fact that Ploni is a Mamza Vadai, don't say anything. It's going to cause a Churub and Godel. A Churub and Godel? Means if you don't know it, it's okay. I'm also, I asked to see a Ran in Kedushin. The Ran seems to compare this to Suffolk Orla B'chutzlaris. Suffolk Orla B'chutzlaris, the Gemara has a Kedushin of Lamates. I know that it's Orla. I can give it to you. No, since you don't know it's all, it's mutter for you. Even though I'm giving you the fruit in my hand. And since the Mamzer has to be, Rabbi Chana talks about this in Kovet Shurim. I can't go into the details right now. Now the question is, how far does this go? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel, Eved, is it Evnitva? Eved. The question becomes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I told us only Mamzer Vadai, Mamzer Sofek. How can the Rambam extend it in Hilchos Malachim to an Eved? She says, true, there's no Xeris HaKasuf. Talk about a case of the Rov or Sfek Sfeka. This is not the time to go into it now. I'm supposed to finish in a few minutes. But it's also possible that the Rambam holds the Mamzer Vadev, the Mamzer Sufik is not an exception. It's a rule. That's a Tshuvas Rambam that the Rashi quotes in Torah Sabayis. No one has found it. I found it in some. We learned this in the summertime. We learned Kiddushin. It's when the yeshiva done kiddushin, so we did it. We learned that summer. It's a tshuva Rambam, which says it's a rule, not an exception. That's what the Rambam holds famously. That sfeika the rabbanon lechum is only by the rabbanon, and the Rashi says it's wrong. And the ever show shmeitzer, the very first shmeitzer that starts. If you hold that sfeika the rabbanon is only also by the rabbanon, why did exerts a kasuv of mamz the mamz of sufik? The answer really is, that's the source for the Rambam. As you look at that tshuva. But that's for a different topic. Now we come to what I wanted to talk about, a goy. Do we say by a goy, goy shenitma nitma? When we learned Kiddushin in the summer, we came off a tshuva's, let's see. Dvar Yoshua. He wrote a comment on the Chazon Ish. You see, Klar, those who say from the Chazon Ish's Talmidim, you don't say Mishpacha Nidma by a Goy, it's against the Mefurash Gemara, because they go on quotes the Gemara in Psachim, who are Amor. So as I saw it, 5 years ago, how many years ago, that's a mistake. There are two Gemaras in Psachim that have given a little bit of base. But the first case, which is a Kohen, not the case of Aramah, we spoke about that already years ago. By Mamzer, it is only a Chashash Yisur. By a Goy, it's much worse. How can you compare a goy to a mamzer? A goy is going to make a churban of future generations. Are all going to be bottom of goyim. And the Yavashal Shlomo Svara only applies to a mamzer, not to a goy. I'm not sure, according to the Rambam, that's all the Rabbanon, I don't know. It's hard to know how far you go. The Yavashal Shlomo said, if you know for sure, Mamzer Vadai ain't legalis, but because it's going to cause a churban gadol. That's by Mamzer. He says doesn't apply to a goy. I don't know. I'm not sure about that because if doubtful cases, if the Rambam is makel by all these doubtful cases, maybe this for would apply. And a churban, he says, there's no churban, right? On the contrary. There'll be a churban if you don't reveal it. More than that, the Beis Shmuel writes in that same Sibkot, in Simon Beis, Sibkot, your test, becomes to cholo your megalin. You know why? The takana. Just don't marry a Kohen. Here's also a takana. Convert properly. He quotes Rav Osef from Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv was bothered by the question of the fact that it applies to an Eved. If it applies to an Eved, it should apply to a Goy. As well, Rav Yashiv said no, because an Eved is chayav in mitzvahs ki isha, so fundamentally he's Jewish. I'm reading to you from Rav Yashiv. No, only psulei kol, not mizisarev bas necher bezerah kodesh. I eved? No. The dafka be'eved, this is page Tov Zayim, dalkoponim u'chayev b'mitzvahs ke'isha, lo benochris, she'ena chayeves, ena bechlal Yisrael, klal. Now, if the second tefillah is the Rabbanon, then Rabbi Yoshua was 100% correct. According to the Rambam, that is the rice of the second tefillah, now you're a little bit in trouble. He quotes the Rabbi Chaim, and the Chazanish have to say something in common, that when the Rambam requires a second tefillah, that's only for mitzvahs, it's the raisa. But for yichus, it's not. That's a tremendous chiddush. And finally, the last minute for the sefer, page Tov Lamed Tes, he says, you should not be a mekabel gerim in all Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. You know why? It's like Yimei Shlomo. It's great to be Jewish. You get certain government handouts. And then finally, he has something on page Tuf Mem Aleph. What's a takola mechshola begiyuris galen? What's so terrible about it? And what he says about it? Balei tshuva will become mixed in with the Charedin. As Rav Moshe writes, what's Rav Moshe Yodei Chilek? Hey, I don't know how reliable Rav Moshe Chilek. Hey, he says, I'll read what he says. Simon Amates. I'm going to send a Rav Mekam L'Shem Yehudim Eile Shem Lo Nizgar Kedini HaTorah. Gzeira gedoyle la hachiv sheres Yisrael sheni tzolu b'chesed Hashem v'tziporne rishon shavdu akla Yisrael. They wanted to kill us all. And now they want to have a new gzeira. What's the new gzeira? What are they going to do? They'll forget hashkia kol ha'onin Yisrael ha'torah mitzvoseo. It'll be a terrible thing. They want to what do a, this Arab name. It'll be a terrible, they have to protest against it. Rechosim etzar godol. Some kind of polemic. Of Rav Moshe. I don't know. I think as follows. Every Masada Kiddushin has to ask every prospective couple, especially from Balei Teshuva, was there a Geiros in the family? And if you can't confirm that they were from at the time, you gotta do a Geiros L'chumra. I've done this many, many times. Many, many times. And what will happen, they'll tell you, yeah, it's true, they weren't from at that time, but they became Balei Teshuva later. The same person became a Balei Teshuva later, which often happens. That's Pasha Pshah. It's not going to be good. Not going to be good. Unless you want a Taina, we spoke about it last week, that maybe Kabbalah some mitzvahs after the tefillah works. That's a big Kiddush, but maybe it works. Maybe, I don't want to say for sure or not. I'm sorry, a little late today. Mitzvah tomorrow. We go back to the Sefer Mishnah Sager. We'll do a little Chazara. We'll make somebody very happy. Okay? And then when we finish that topic, we have to get to the topic of Ger Kotlin. It's going to be our final topic, which I hope to start already tomorrow. And we're rounding the third base. And hopefully we'll land sometime before next Monday. Yes, Alad?
That's two questions?
Sure.
How do you gouge whether the emunos videos of a prospective ger are correct?
We asked in the Farish, you know about the 13 principles of the Rambam? We asked him questions about the Rambam's Ikari Emuno.
And you assume they're not just...
Again, we rely on a sponsoring rabbi who supposedly spent hours and hours with this person going over these things. Now you can fool the sponsoring rabbi too. Since our shiur is almost over, I'll tell you a great story. But what's the second question?
I think the Tzitzit Eliezer in the Tshuva also writes this, that there's a chashash that's like a slippery slope. Once from a guy or people l'shem ishus, because even if it's l'shem shemaim, other people are going to see this and then think it's mutter to intermarry or something like that.
What can I do? I don't think he's right. Here's my story. We got fooled completely. Okay, you have time for a story? The shiur is over. Time for a story. Maybe you should turn off the recording, even better.